It's Monday, the 6th of May, and I am Leonard Witbeen with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Director of the Nutrition Alliance of Namibia, Ben Shonick, underscores the significance of endorsing or working alongside the Namibian government to efficiently implement nutrition interventions. He emphasizes the imperative of uniting diverse sectors such as health, education, agriculture, social protection, and gender to comprehensively tackle this issue.
So it is quite exciting, and given the malnutrition situation in Namibia, it is more than time to really attend such events, but to bring also then back the lessons learned and to see how we can improve things in Namibia, where from our side, we just recently were part of or made part of the grant that the World Health Organization is implementing together with the Ministry of Health and also Agriculture, where we bring nutrition for health training to community health workers.
Political analyst Wade Tankert illuminated the complex interplay between demonstrations in South Africa and their impacts on Namibia.
It is also important to note that the impact of South African strikes on Namibia depend on various factors. These are the severity and the duration of the strikes, the sectors that are affected by the strikes, and their interconnectedness with the Namibian economy.
Joseph Shihama, an independent business and economics researcher, commented on the potential impact of protests on investor sentiment.
We need to understand that the investors need a conducive environment. That is the key. So, and investors want to see that their money are protected and as well as they get a very good return.
Inspector General of the Namibia Police Force, Lieutenant Joseph Shikongo, has extended an invitation to the general public to attend the graduation ceremony of over 1,000 recruits at Oshakati. Maria Namupala, our northern correspondent, caught up with him.
It is very important that we as leaders, we come to them, we have words with them, words of encouragement, we go out with them, we show them how to do the work, we show them what we are able to do, not only to tell them from Windhoek.
Meanwhile, in Windhoek, Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuinga highlighted crucial insights regarding public safety, emphasizing proactive measures individuals can take to safeguard themselves.
Let's look into that as human beings, as people that are moving around, as people that are staying alone. Let's know the entrances that are safe, the houses where we are staying. Let's know the boundary walls, security locks, and then the doors, the burglary door, the windows, and all that plays a safety role.
On to South Africa, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party's National Disciplinary Committee has been advised to postpone suspended member Jacob Zuma's hearing until after the general election. The former president faces two counts of contravening the ANC constitution due to his involvement with the newly formed MK party. Mbalula says the ruling party identified security concerns in holding Zuma's disciplinary hearing tomorrow. The Iran-backed Houthi militia, labeled a terrorist organization by the United States, is offering educational opportunities in Yemen to American students suspended from colleges participating in anti-Israel protests. This move comes after protests and Gaza solidarity encampments erupted at major U.S. schools, leading to over 2,000 arrests. Benji Haya reports on this development amid global tensions.
On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden says he endorses peaceful protests, but he condemned violent acts. Freedom of personal expression is limited in Yemen due to intimidation by armed groups and unchecked surveillance by Houthi authorities, who've detained critics of their rule and sentenced hundreds of people to death, according to Human Rights Watch. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.